Hello.
Yes, hello. Good evening. My name is German. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a small four-minute survey about issues in Phoenix. May I please have just 4 minutes of your time to participate? Please?
Sure.
Thank you so much. 1 second. We continue in English.
What's going on?
Basically, you live in the area of Phoenix or Levine area?
Yeah, but that's why I'm asking you, like, with this survey, what is the...
The purpose is in regards to what type of businesses to bring in, housing, basically businesses and restaurants. Your opinion basically is very important. I guess the more people that say that they want more targets, more likely more targets will be coming in. That's just an example.
So, okay, go ahead.
Generally speaking, do you think of things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel like things have gone off on the wrong track, like generally speaking?
Wrong track.
Okay, thank you. And would you... Now, we'd like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Okay, now, you're female, and... I don't need your birthday. I just need the year of your birth just to have on record that you are over the age of 18. Just the year.
70.
Thank you. All righty. Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
I am.
Thank you. And overall, would you describe the quality of life in Levine excellent, good, just fair, or poor? Overall,
the quality of life. Poor.
Okay, thank you. Now, next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate on each of these from a scale from a 1 to a 5. A 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and a 5 means that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life, and any number in between 2. The first one is better public transportation options. What number would you give it?
I haven't used a public transportation office, so I wouldn't be able to. I haven't used that in a long time, so I have no idea.
So you don't
wouldn't be
know.
Able to come.
Okay, so you can also tell me don't know on any of the questions that I ask, if in case.
Okay, don't know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you think that it'll be, do you think this will mean that it would be very little to improve the quality of life, or it would do a lot to improve the quality of life if they had more good paying jobs in Levine?
Improve the quality of life for more good paying jobs.
Okay, so a 5, 4, 3, 2?
5.
Thank you. More dining and entertainment options. What number?
Yes, improve.
5, so a 5? That would be the
5, yeah.
For sure. Okay. Now, better streets and road maintenance.
5.
More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
Say that again?
More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
No businesses.
Okay, so then one?
No commercial, yeah.
Okay. Now, more parks and recreational opportunities?
5.
And the last one on this topic is more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
5.
Thank you. Okie dokie now. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, or student, or a homemaker?
I'm probably the most employed person in Levine. I have 3 jobs.
Oh, my God. And you giving me the time to do the service. I really thank you. Wow.
You're
crazy.
Welcome.
And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Hardly any. I mean, there's some, but not like in some other areas.
Okay. So then too few?
Too few.
Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
There's none. Not
so
corporate professionals. Yes,
okay. Perfect. Thank you. So thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses, and for each of these, tell me if yes, you would like to see more of, or no, you would like to not see any more of this. Okay, so the first one is doctor's offices and hospitals. Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues. You say no or yes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I'm sorry. You're cutting out really bad. Repeat that. Hello? I'm going to call you right back, and hopefully that fixes the issue, because we're at 50% of the survey.
Okay.
Oh, no, I can hear you now.
Okay.
I can hear you now. Okay, cool. So you said yes to more. Okay. And it was a yes somewhat or a yes strongly for the restaurants, bars, and strongly? Okay, thank you. Now, how about dollar stores and discount chains?
No.
Okay. What about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yes.
Strongly yes?
Strongly yes.
Thank you. And the last one on this is grocery stores and supermarkets.
Yes.
Yes, strongly?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, in your own words, because I'm going to be typing this into a little box, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Laveen? Like the name of the place.
There needs to be a Costco. There needs to be a Sam's Club. More grocery stores. More gas stations.
And what? More grocery stores and what else? I'm sorry.
Gas stations.
Okay. Thank you. Just a moment. Thank you very much. Okay, next. We are at 61%, so almost done. Now, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen, that is to say the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent? And is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Very big problem. Hold on real quick. My wife is calling. Sure. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Speaking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and the other corporate professionals? And would you say that there are too many or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trains, warehouses, restaurants?
Sorry about that.
That's okay. No problem. Thank you. So a very big problem you had said, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, the next one is, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? So that is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all? Very big problem?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, the next one is still thinking about residential development. I'm going to read you four on this list. of different kinds of housing. Now, for these, each of these, tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing, Levine. And the first one is housing options for seniors. Yes, no?
No.
Okay. A multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums.
No.
Single-family detached homes?
Yes.
A somewhat yes or strongly yes?
Yes.
Thank you. What about townhouses or attached homes?
Yes.
Strongly? Yes?
Strongly, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, we're at 73%. Now, how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home? Do you rent your home? Or are you living with your parents and friends or friends?
Currently renting a room
for
a friend.
Okay, thank you. And now I'm going to read you, this will be the last list, I promise. The next list is for some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. On each of these, tell me whether you oppose or you're in favor of. And there's also strongly opposed or somewhat opposed or strongly favor or somewhat favor. So the first one is changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Favor or opposed?
Favor.
Somewhat favor or a strongly favor?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Opposed.
Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Yeah, somewhat opposed.
Thank you. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Strongly yes.
Strongly yes. Thank you. Changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
Somewhat yes.
Thank you. And changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
I'm strongly opposed.
Thank you. And the last one on this topic is changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. And we are about done, almost 91%. So finally, these last questions are statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
GED.
Thank you. And what is the annual household income? Just stop me whenever I get to the right amount. Less than 25, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 120.
60 to 100. 75.
Thank you. And the last thing, I know your name, but finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Sonia.
Thank you so much, Sonia. It was my pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for your participation. You have a wonderful rest of this day. Take care.
Yes, well, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.